Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Yeah, it's honestly something that we have seen on tape. It's a common route around the league. But, you know, I want to give a shout-out to Al Holcomb, the linebacker's coach. He put it on tape a few times. You know, we've worked that play. Our offense runs that play. And, you know, he basically told me, like, if I see it, go.
That was Bills linebacker Terrell Bernard.
On his interception?
On his interception that saves the day. And it saves the day.
It does, because the Dolphins actually had a little bit of, you know, they weren't belly up in the fishbowl yet, you know?
No, they were driving to tie the football game again.
Mm-hmm.
And it is one of those things, though, like, when you look back at that game, though, Miami is punchy and they stay within it. And again, it's that Bradley Chubb sack that reminds you of it, because the Bills have a chance to take a 2-score lead and the kick is shanked. But the play before it, it's third down. Allen looks to escape and Bradley Chubb closes in and makes the play. Because up until that sequence, they were not stopping the Bills. Had Buffalo scored a touchdown, for example, on that drive to make it 21-7 in the second quarter, we are now looking out for blowout alert.
Yeah, we are.
Instead, that play happens, the field goal is missed, and Miami is able to tie it and stay in the game the entire night. But then there's the other play. A play that shows you why a team that's 0-3 is 0-3. Zach Sealer, one of the better players on the Dolphins defense, and a captain for them, goes to block the punt. He runs over Reed Ferguson, which, man, the picture, have you seen that one of he's upside down, but his number stays the same?
Yes. Legs poor, in the air, everything. Yeah.
Poor Reed Ferguson.
I know.
He didn't deserve that stray. But Sealer goes to try to block it, dives forward, and that's the thing about it. The rule is about you're taking a chance and taking a risk to try to block it, and if you hit the punter, that is on you. Who cares? Like, put the defenders in the air. What can he do to save himself?
Right.
He could go not trying to block it. Know your limitations. Or just know that you're not getting there in time. And that's why there's a difference between roughing and running into now.
Well, that was roughing.
That was
and
roughing.
That was the dumbest thing they could have done in that
and that
moment.
Was, yeah, again, you were getting the football back. It would have been on the one. I would have liked to see how that sequence goes from there, honestly.
I don't know if you were listening or heard at all Chris Brown's reaction to that on the Bills Radio Network broadcast. He was going in on it.
Yeah.
Like just how stupid you have to be. Like
it's a stunning play.
Yeah.
And there's no like ref favoritism on that sort of thing. It is rules as written. Man runs into
indisputable.
Man rolls into the plant leg as the punter's coming down. But it's a play where you look at it and go, oh my God.
Yeah.
The Bills are going to have a second life. And the Bills score the touchdown that gives them the lead for good. But now let's circle back to something here. Because I did say, I'm curious what would have happened if Miami had to start a drive on the one-yard line. Miami had shown a propensity for long drives in this game.
Mm-hmm.
It is not because they were moving the ball particularly well, except for on one type of play. First of all,
get on the soapbox.
I'm getting on the soapbox. And I'm here to say, Bills, what does a train horn have to do with the Buffalo Bills? And more importantly, too, every time I hear it's third down and the train horn starts blaring, I'm getting irrationally afraid.
I knew that. Saw the smirk on Evan's face. He's getting that one ready to go. It's third down.
I'm punching the nearest train I see today. It's not going to go well for me.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a losing battle if I've ever heard one.
Everything I do is a losing battle, including watching the Bills on third down.
Yeah, it was abysmal. It genuinely was. I'm on the soapbox with you at this point. You were talking about how earlier in the show you mentioned the Bills held Miami to multiple third downs, and that's great. That's wonderful. That means you're doing an effective job on first and second down on defense. There's one. The one play to Tyreek Hill where Tua just throws it up, basically.
On a scramble drill, he throws it, and Hill sits in between four Bills defenders.
And we can't pinpoint that. Can't do it. You can't even touch him to make him drop it after or anything. Like, it's just – it's getting to the point where now you just have to outscore every opponent. And I know that's the goal of every football game. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to be redundant. But, like, you can't – you're not worried. Your defense can't stop them.
Can't stop them on third down. And you're
that's your biggest down. It's like third and 12, third and 14, and they can't stop them. It's ridiculous.
The first time they stop a third and long, by the way, Christian Benford is taken off the field on an injury scare.
Friendly fire. From who?
From Taylor Rapp.
Yeah.
It is getting to a point, though, that last year's problem is this year's problem.
Mm-hmm.
Third down defense remains a concern. You changed a lot of personnel on the front line.
And your secondary still.
And your secondary even, might I say. And you can't get off the field on third down.
No.
And I don't know at this point if it's the usual suspects, if it's the play calling, if it is something to do with the execution. I don't know anymore. It is to a point where if I knew the answer, I'd be a very wealthy man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm poor.
So you don't know the answer.
So I don't have the answer. But it's a problem. It is a full, like, three games is enough to look at a pattern.
It's an issue.
Especially when you go from 28th to first, and then we'll see where they end up ranking on this one because it was abysmal.
It was
the other end of the coin.
Probably 27 to 32,
if
somewhere
not,
in there.
If not for the New York Jets going 0 for 11.
Yeah. And that's just because they were playing very poorly.
They were. And,
like, I'm not trying to take anything away from the Bills' defense, but Miami was playing better than the Jets were.
Correct.
And they were, I want to say getting lucky, but I don't think so on third down because, like, that one we just talked about, the Tua to Tyreek on the scramble and throw.
Tua scrambled.
You got that in between four Bills. What are we doing here?
Tua scrambled away several times,
and
actually.
Was able to do that on third down.
On third down. It is getting to a point now, though. You need to be better. You need to be better because
got
to
marry the pass rush and the coverage.
But I'm looking at this more of against bad teams, you'll get away with 10 of 15 on third down. You'll get away with it. The Bills did. Against good teams, you cannot let that number get there.
No.
Because even against Baltimore, they're better and they still end up in the bottom portion of the league after week one. Baltimore was 6 of 11. That's still better than 50% conversion.
Yep.
And even then, Baltimore's play calling to end that game had more to do with their third down failures than anything. the Bills have a third down problem again. It took a week off against the Jets. It's probably going to take a week off against the Saints. And if it doesn't, then they really have a third down problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not great.
But the Bills have a third down problem again.
Oh, they, yeah. And it's been like that for, what, three seasons now?
And I would like to joke that the train horn is part of the problem, but it's not on the field.
Yeah, right.
But that said, man, the train horn.
You're not a fan of that, huh?
I'm not.
I don't find a problem with it. I'm not going to lie.
I find a problem with it connected with then they give up a first down.
Well, right, right. You might as well just play the Curb Your Enthusiasm theme song on third down at this point.
I mean, why not?
You honestly couldn't hear it. I was in the stadium. I couldn't hear it that well. Like I had
because it was
like,
so loud on third down, people cheering?
People
or was
were
it,
cheering, yeah? And I couldn't hear the train horn, and that's usually what I feel like I hear the
good
most.
803-0550 is the number to call. We'll go to Teddy in Lancaster. Welcome to Sports Talk Saturday. What you got?
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call. I'm just driving through town, and I'm not going to train horn. I don't know about it, but you're in the stadium. You're down on the 100 level on your feet. They play that train horn, and it just gets you going. I understand it doesn't have anything to do with the Bills, but I'm here to defend it every single day until the day I die. Thanks for taking my call. I'll hang up and listen.
Thanks, Teddy.
The train horn defender, Teddy. I got to say, I'm with him, though. In a game environment, that does get people to get loud because you want to be louder than the train horn. It gets you going.
It's Bills fans. You could play anything and they'll get loud.
I'm okay with the train horn.
The train horn is not a requisite to get Bills fans to get loud.
I used to think there was an actual, like when I was little, I used to think it was an actual train that was like driving by the stadium. And it just so happened to be doing it very frequently.
These sickos sold out a majority of games during a 17-year playoff drought. I don't need a train horn to encourage them to get loud.
That might be people's bright spot to look back on during the drought, though. Oh my God, they held the Packers to a third down with Aaron Rodgers. This is crazy.
But like,
it's third down, train horn.
I could put a dog squeaky toy up there for third down, start squeaking it, and fans would start going nuts.
That would be wild. I don't know. I'm a fan of the train horn, but I like it. It's nostalgic. I wonder if they'll have it in the new stadium or if they'll change it to something else.
Maybe.
You know?
But again, my bigger problem is that
they just can't get off the field whenever it plays.
I'm also now associating the third down defense with the train horn, and it's not good. Therefore, I'm connecting it to, oh, disaster is about to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bills go perfect 11 for 11 on the road with no train horn. You're welcome. I have evidence.
I mean, it's better than the Falcons bird screech or the Seahawks like hawk cry on third down.
I don't know. Give me a Bills. Give me a buffalo making a buffalo sound. What's a buffalo sound?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah,
right?
Give me that.
Maybe like a herd.
Maybe they do that when they like kick off, though. They already do the stampede with Seven Nation Army playing. You see it on the Jumbotron there.
But that has less to do with an actual stampede and more of people just chanting the beginning of Seven Nation Army.
Change it to a truck horn and put a snowplow image on the front. That's what you got to do.
I don't know. Either way, train horns, not great. Bills defense on third down, worse.
I think if they were good on third down, and the train horn, you would love it. I think it's just association.
You know who else does the train horn on third down?
Hmm.
The Patriots. Yeah, it'll shut you up real quick, wouldn't it?
I don't know.
Sounds more like a goal horn, like what the Bruins use.
He's right. He's absolutely right on that. I will say it's not as trainy as the Bills train horn.
No, that's a play it again. To my chagrin, play it again.
No, I'm saying the Bills train horn's trainy.
Yeah, it's trainy.
Yeah, the Patriots, I'm saying, is not.
Oh.
it sounds like the Bruins goal horn. It sounds like that a little bit. For the last time I heard that.
But either way, there's a similarity to a Boston team. Get it away from mine.
Okay. I respect it.
But then again, if the Bills played better on third down, I'd be hating on the train horn less. You're right.
Yeah. It's the association of the poor play.
So we're going to continue getting connected with our fans. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We'll go with Lee. Lee, what's up? What you got for us here?
Yeah, I want to talk about this third down defense. I think you guys might be over-exaggerating a little bit because I look at it this way. Yes. I think, for number one, you got to go by the opponent that you're playing. And number two, I'm really starting to think you know, the Bills might have some good defensive plans here with the two guys that are suspended. And let's not forget, it was a divisional game. And you could sit there, everybody all week was sitting there saying that they're going to blow them out. Not, that's not always the case with an 0-3 team. And my other point is, you got to realize that we're a top team, and teams are going to come after us with their best. And Miami was a desperate, desperate team trying to do everything and they could against the Bills and to try to get that win for their coach, because there was a lot of talk about that coach getting fired. There's still talk about that coach getting fired. And so I just don't buy it that you can't get off on third down. You know, they're a fast team and they like to throw downfield. So McDermott had to do some maneuvering. It was so obvious that he likes to give up 2-3 yards on the run more than the deep pass.
Lee, I appreciate the call. A couple things that I'm going to point out there. Like, you mentioned the divisional game thing. The Jets went 0 for 11.
And I do agree, divisional games are tricky. Like,
divisional
you never
games
know.
Are tricky.
They're going to play you hard twice a year because they know you the best.
But I'm also going to give you the fallacy of the Jets went 0 for 11.
Yeah. And just say, like, I guess, I don't know, did you watch? Because it was, I was watching was they couldn't get off the field on third down. That's what I was watching.
It was, they went 10 of 15. Baltimore went 6 of 11. That Jets game really does help their numbers. And it's going to for a decent amount of time, actually.
Well, until it averages out, yeah.
But once you get an offer in there, it really helps you.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, their problem was they could not get off the field. Third and long started to become a real issue for them. This year, I'm looking at this and going, third and long is once again becoming an issue for them.
Yeah.
It is three games. They're going to get players back. But that doesn't mean that there's not a problem.
Mm-hmm. I just have a base worry with the secondary, with the safeties currently right now. With
the safeties aren't your
Bishop.
The safeties aren't your problem on third down typically with them, it seems. Because a lot of where the Bills are getting attacked is the intermediate or short, and it gets to a first down.
Mm-hmm.
But it's typically been the intermediate.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's search and inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
One last call here before we take a break. We'll go to Jeff. Jeff, what you got for us on Sports Talk Saturday?
Yeah, hey, real quick. Yeah, you know, you talk about the couple of guys that are coming back. That'll be interesting to see how they handle that roster when they do have those additions. And what I wanted to bring up on the third down and the pass rush, because, you know, you can blame it on the safeties, and I'm not saying Rapp's the greatest cover safety in the world, but you can, if you get a pass rush and the disruption of getting that quarterback off his spot, well, that makes third down a lot harder. Even when you see Tua rolling out of these quarterbacks, getting out of the pocket, when there's somebody, you know, and they've been pressured and things break down, that's when third down defense is the best. And, you know, I just want to say one thing that before the draft, I pretty much knew the Bills were looking at a defensive lineman, And I was so high on the Walker kid, and I was like, you know what? Yeah, I know he's got, you know, issues right now and, you know, didn't have the greatest senior season or whatever. But I can't wait, or at least I hope, I see a lineup on third down when Oliver's healthy. You get Oliver, you get Walker, Boza, and Russo, which I don't know what's going on with Russo. But, you know, I think that that kid, he brings an element that the Bills haven't had, which is size and speed up the middle. So, I'd like to see more playing time for him. Like I said, as far as your safeties go, Rapp, he doesn't – he's not a good cover. I mean, you know, he plays closer to the line of scrimmage he is, the better player he is. Once you get him trying to intercept tight ends in that secondary, it's over. It's over. Okay, guys.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Jeff.
Thanks,
and
Jeff.
A lot there. I really like the Deion Walker point, though. Deion Walker is a higher ceiling type player, lower floor. That's how you end up a fourth round pick.
Yeah.
And while TJ Sanders is seen as the more reliable, like it's a higher floor type player, Walker was seen as the higher variance.
Like, man, his peak could be higher, and it already is showing a little
bit. The Bills have gotten a splash play out of him, it seems, every week, and that's a great thing to see.
Yeah.
You want to hope to see more from Deion Walker, and if Walker continues the way that he's continuing, and there's a four-man unit between Oliver, Bosa, Russo, and Walker, and Russo is suddenly the quietest one of the four on the field there, that's still a pretty good group.
Well, and then you're rotating in Hoyt, Okunjobi at 1.2. Like, it's going to – you can only go up from here.
I'm just saying, if Walker continues the ascension through the first three games and he keeps it going throughout the regular season, if Greg Rousseau is the worst player out of the four, that is a good thing for Deion Walker.
Yeah, it is.
And we'll see what happens there. 803-0550. We'll wrap up hour number one, hour number two here. Coming up next, Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly, here on Sports Talk Saturday on WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.